Towards the end of last week's parsha, Moshe complains to Hashem, Lama hari oisa lama zeh? Why have you done evil to this nation? Moshe was upset that the harsh conditions for the Yidden and Mitzrayim got even worse since he came onto the scene. He asked Hashem, why did you send me to Parah? Not only did I not save them, but their suffering has increased exponentially. Kal Yisrael's workload has intensified since my arrival. I was supposed to be their savior, and I'm pouring gas on the proverbial fire. In the beginning of this week's parsha, we find Hashem's response. And Hashem rebukes Moshe for questioning him. The parsha begins with the words, Vaydaber Elokim el Moshe, Vayomer Elov Ani Hashem. If we examine the text of the pasuk, we find a glaring paradox. The term Vaydaber connotes a harsh tone of speech, Dvarim Kashen Kegidim, whereas Vayomer implies a softer, more gentle mode of speech. So why then does the pasuk use both of these terms? If Hashem was giving Moshe Musar, why does the pasuk also use the term Vayomer, a gentle form of speech? Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein offers a beautiful explanation. By using both of these words, the Torah teaches us the proper way how to deliver rebuke. There are times when giving Musar is appropriate, and its content must be very blunt and direct. But while the content might be sharp, however, the way the message is expressed should be gentle and loving. That's why the pasuk uses both phrases, Vaydaber and Vayomer. There are times when we must rebuke and we must discipline our children. We live in a society where we practice child worshipping. This is being worshipped at the altar of self-esteem and building self-confidence. Unconditional love, they say. We have to constantly lift them up and praise them. We are afraid to critique or rebuke our children. Parents are terrified of saying anything negative for the fear that they might leave the fold. Parents are so desperate for their children's love that they just give in to anything and everything and keep on giving without consequence. But by doing so, we are not raising healthy, confident children. Rather, we are rendering them invalids, being solely dependent on their parents. By not giving them responsibilities, they develop a sense of entitlement. Shlomo HaMelech says, Chosech shiftoi soina benoi. Classically understood, if you spare the rod, you hate your child. However, on a deeper level, Chosech shiftoi, if you spare the rod, meaning if you don't discipline your child, if you don't admonish him, soina benoi, eventually, your son will hate you for it. Children need strong boundaries. Children need you to lay down the law. If you don't rebuke them and point out what they're doing wrong and guide them properly, later on they will despise you for it. However, when we do awful words of rebuke, we must do so with tact and sensitivity to ensure that they resonate. They should feel that you genuinely have their best interests at heart. Rav Zilberstein shares a personal story. He once got into a cab in Yerushalayim and glanced over at the driver, and he was immediately taken aback by his appearance. Long braided hair, piercings, tattoos. He felt so uneasy that he wanted to leave the cab. Seeing Reb Zilberstein's discomfort, the driver tells him, Rabbi, please don't judge me by my looks. And he opens up his shirt and he shows him that he's wearing tzitzis. And Reb Zilberstein was shocked. That's the last thing he expected. Tzitzis on a person who looks so far from any form of Torah observance. The driver says, Rabbi, I'm in the process of doing tshuva. For now, I'm not ready to get rid of my hairstyle and jewelry, but I promise I'll get there one day. Rabbi, I'll tell you why I decided to wear tzitzis. A few months ago, I picked up a passenger who appeared to be a very important rabbi. I brought him from Holon to Bnei Barak. When we arrived at his house in Bnei Barak, the Rebbe turned to me and he said, you must be very hungry. Come upstairs with me and have something to eat. But keep the meter running. I don't want you to lose any money because of this. So of course, I wanted to turn off the meter. But I couldn't argue with him. So I went upstairs to his house, and he gave me to eat and to drink. And he ate with me. When we finished eating, he said, you probably did not put on tefillin today. Would you like to put on tefillin with me? It's all on me, don't worry. Just keep the meter running. After we finished praying, he walked me to my car, he checked the meter, he paid me in full. Then he said, because I made you walk up all these steps, here's a tip. And it was a very generous tip. The driver said to Rav Zilberstein, I have driven many passengers, but I've never met one like this man. He touched my heart so deeply, to the point where I thought, if there's still any Jews like this in this world, I want to be among them. The next day, I bought myself a pair of tzitzis, and I wear it every single day. If we are truly sincere, we can inspire others to draw closer to Torah mitzvahs. When we approach others with the gentleness and care, and speak with the tone of Vayomer, our words will truly resonate. And now, we know. Have a wonderful day.